This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka.
Chair Bradshaw.
Yes.
Vice Chair Van Langveld.
Yes.
The sound of the Michigan Board of State Canvassers certifying Michigan's votes.
Chair, you have three aye votes. The one abstention.
The motion.
The U.S. General Services Administration has finally determined President-elect Joe Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access. Michigan played its part yesterday, apparently, as the final domino certifying the election results, as AP correspondent David Eggert reports.
This certification sets in motion the process by which all 16 electoral college votes in Michigan will go to Joe Biden. That slate of electors will meet at the state capitol on December 14th and officially cast their votes for Biden.
Mr. Biden will receive information about classified threats to national security, covert military operations, and pending decisions the Trump administration may have on possible uses of military force. In the meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. Biden says he intends to nominate former Secretary of State John Kerry to a new position as Special Presidential Envoy for Climate while holding a seat on the National Security Council. This is Kerry when he was campaigning for Biden earlier this year.
So when I hear people talking about age, I'm over 70. I got news for you folks. 70 is the new 50.
Does the president-elect expect smooth sailing when it comes to approval in the Republican-controlled Senate?
Are you kidding me?
Why
are
you going national security first?
Because it's national security.
This is VOA News. At least 14 people were killed in central Afghanistan today when two blasts ripped through the city of Bamiyan, home to many members of the mainly Shiite Hazara ethnic minority. The explosives were placed in two separate locations in the city. Bamiyan police spokesman Reza Yusufi confirmed the toll and said no group was immediately claiming responsibility for the blasts, and the Taliban denied involvement. In 2001, the Taliban blew up the giant centuries-old Buddha statues that were carved into cliff faces at Bamiyan, which has remained relatively conflict-free as the war raged across other parts of Afghanistan. The U.S. Navy says one of its warships conducted a freedom of navigation operation today in the Sea of Japan, making a rare challenge to a controversial maritime claim by Russia. Russia's defense ministry said that in response to the operation, one of its military ships stopped the USS John S. McCain destroyer by threatening it with a warning that it would be rammed out of the disputed waters in the vicinity of Peter the Great Bay. Now, the Russian Federation statement about this mission is claimed to be false. The U.S. John S. McCain was not expelled from any of the nation's territory, that according to the Navy today, adding that the operation was in accordance with international law. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government-set deadline for regional forces to surrender looms. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was given the Tigray Prince People's Liberation Front until tomorrow to surrender or face a military assault. Communication blackouts have made verifying information difficult during the 3 weeks of fighting. And locals in northern Lebanese town called on authorities Tuesday to evict all Syrians from the area a day after a Syrian citizen allegedly shot dead a local man in a personal dispute. The announcement came after a night of riots against Syrians in the town, during which some homes of Syrians were reportedly torched and individuals were attacked in the streets. Hungary's government has hit back at actor George Clooney for describing Prime Minister Viktor Orban as an example of anger and hate in the world who could fuel a dystopian future. Hungary's government called his remarks foolish, speaking about the making of his new film, Midnight Sky, in which he plays a scientist in a post-apocalyptic world. Mr. Clooney told GQ magazine, "We weren't in the middle of a pandemic when it happened, but there were still all of these other elements, these elements of how much hate and anger all of us are experiencing all over the world." He said, "Go to Orban in Hungary." The remote, I'm Joe Palka, and this is VOA News.